The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, Friday afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday, the Russians and the African community, I think I said there were 49 countries represented. There were 29. I don't know where I had, why I had 49 in my thoughts. 29 countries represented. And that summit ended. Russia's planning has introduced and asked these nations to begin to use currencies that are distant from the petrodollar, American dollar. And these nations are moving that direction. Then today says that Russia is taking part in debt relief efforts for African countries. And just as a side note, Russia has ended France's stranglehold on some of the nations in Africa. France has used these nations for metals, for things that are needed that they don't have in France. The Foreign Legion, the French Foreign Legion, has been in that area for, what, a couple hundred years? And now, some of the African nations that have been controlled, ruled by France, have run France out, and America. The troops, they've run them out. And so Russia's helping these nations in debt relief. And at the moment, according to Vladimir Putin, we have written off a total of $23 billion in debt. Who was the debt to? World Bank, IMF, central banks of America and Europe. Before our eyes, the African continent is becoming a new center of power. And this is, quote, Vladimir Putin. Before our eyes, the African continent is becoming a new center of power. Its political and economic role is growing exponentially, and everyone will have to reckon with this objective reality. While some manifestations of colonialism unfortunately have not been eliminated to the day, to this day, and are still practiced by the former imperial powers, particularly in the economic, information, and humanitarian spheres, the era of hegemony of one or several states is fading, despite resistance from those seeking to maintain a monopoly on world affairs. The attack with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and now India is always behind their thought. The attack is on empire, is on the United States of America. The era of hegemony, American hegemony, really now has been tampered with to the point where the powers of America, the military-industrial complex, the ruling elite, the families, the dynasties, their power structure is being affected to the point where war is in the future. They will not walk away. They will not just accept. They will not. There will not be détente. There will not be negotiations. They believe they own the world. The world belongs to them. They have the right to these families. We know the names. They feel they have the right to end the lives of as many millions of people as they wish. One woman today talked about, I don't remember who she was, but she talked about how we need to cull the useless eaters. To cull the useless eaters. I absolutely agree with her in this sense. The people she's referring to as useless eaters are not the ones that need to be culled. I say that she and the group of people who have caused misery, pain, suffering, death to the nations of the world, these are the people that need to be culled. And probably 90% of the populations of the world would agree with that statement. So what they're doing is they're talking about themselves. And they will eventually, within the next decade, upon Christ's return, these people will be rounded up like tares in a wheat field. They'll be rounded up like the evil, the wicked that Christ in the Proverbs, in the Psalms, throughout the Scriptures talks about. They will be gathered together and they will be shaken out of the earth. And when they're shaken out of the earth, there is a fire, a bone fire, a bonfire that has been ignited for them. So Africa is now becoming a free area, free from America's global hegemony. We'll be back and continue in a few minutes.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky lucky man. He was.
In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the military-industrial complex. But I want to get back to this thought. Africa is finally now becoming a new center of power. This is frightening. This is not what empire and the rulers of the world want to hear. They have ruled Africa for, what, a couple of hundred years? And now Africa and the nations of Africa are becoming a new power, an economic power, a political power. And they're eventually going to free themselves from the hegemonic control of empire and France and England. This isn't happening just in Africa. This is happening in Asia, south of China, Indonesia, in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam. It's happening in India, happening in the Middle East, in South America, Central America. The nations are in revolt against colonialism, American and British imperialism, and imperialism of Germany and France, all the nations of the world. And this has come about mainly because of Russia, not China. China's come onto the scene here recently. Russia has been fighting a battle against the colonialist powers going into the 1800s. It has been Russia. Russia has been demonized. And Russia, the campaign to destroy Russia via the Bolshevik Revolution that failed, it was an objective, it was a plan Lenin sent in to create havoc, to cause a revolt. It failed. America, going in via the Reagan administration, using Gorbachev, and eventually bringing the wall down in Berlin, ending the breakup of the Soviet Union, America, CIA, involved with Yeltsin. But once Yeltsin realized at the end of his life in late 1999, he realized that he had been betrayed. He realized late in his life how much he loved Russia and what he had done. I think he took those sins, hopefully he repented, to the grave. But the biggest decision of his life, Boris Yeltsin's life, the biggest decision he ever made was not marrying his wife, going to school, being educated in Russia. It was putting Vladimir Putin in power, the last day of the last century. That was the biggest achievement of Yeltsin's life. Becoming Russia, that was an achievement. But making that decision was the best decision he ever made. And because of that decision, Africa now is becoming a new center of power. Nations in the Middle East are fully aware of and in full realization they can be free of American hegemony. Saudi Arabia has made that very clear. At the same time, it gave China once Xi Jinping came into power, it gave China the boldness also to coattail with Russia to make a declaration to the nations of the world, yes, to the United States, yes, to the unipolar world nations, to Europe, to NATO, to the Pilgrim Society operatives in New York and in the City of London. They made a declaration jointly to the nations of the world. We are your ticket to freedom. Russia and China making a deal, a partnership with the same objective, to end American power through dollars. End American power through diplomacy. China and Russia now are the nations that are leading international diplomacy. Maybe not so much in Europe or Canada or Australia or New Zealand or England, but with all the other group of nations, the mini nations, the middle powers of the world, is what they call it. It's a term that they use. There's the middle powers. There are the great powers, the middle powers, and then there are the, we call third world, insignificant little mini, mini countries, like mini-me. But now, Vladimir Putin and China have made it clear to these nations that are in this multipolar world, we will be successful in our objectives to destroy the hegemony, America's hegemony, since World War II, 1945. We will end it. We will bring in new currencies, give the nations of the world new hope in a new system, and we will protect the nations that need our assistance, our help. We will help them economically so they can't be sanctioned into oblivion. We will help them militarily. We will kick out the old ruling countries, nations, colonial powers like France. We'll get France out. We'll get England out, America out. And these nations have taken the step, the best step they've ever taken. And we in the United States of America, the American people, do not know what's coming. And these globalists, they will not let you know. They do not care about you. When they talk about useless eaters, they're not talking about people in third world countries that are starving to death already. They're talking about the financial power base within this country, the productive people in this country that are not on the government breast, teat, that aren't 100% controlled and have their full total allegiance to the government. These are the useless eaters that these people are wanting to eliminate. We, the good people of this country, are the problem. We are the target. It's been evident since the time that Donald Trump became president. It became even more evident, unless people are blind, since the stolen election. It is very evident to me and to the news sites that I go to, other than the main news networks, which are CIA operatives. The alternative medias are the target. And these individuals are fully aware that the conservative people are the individuals the people that will not go along with the programs, whatever they may be, these individuals, their families, their businesses are the target. And it's becoming more evident all the time. Listen to Jen Psaki, which I don't like Jen Psaki, that witch. Oh, you think I'm using that as just a casual term? No. Jen Psaki is in another world. She worships. She's in the world of the people around her that are anti-Christ. They hate Christ. They love evil. They hate good. They hate the truth. They love the lie. These are the enemies of the good people of America, whether you believe in Christ or not, whether you believe in anything, you're a target. And they know. You see, this is a spiritual battle. It's not just a battle of power in the country through political parties. It is a spiritual battle. And in this spiritual battle, the prize are the nations of the world. The prize are all the riches of the world for these people. Greed has taken, there's a new meaning for greed. And that's what these people, they have a spirit that drives them. Greed, and also power. The two work hand in hand, like the left and the right hand. Greed and power. And these people who have ruled this world, that come out of secret societies, they are not going to go away without a major fight, without a battle. But it's okay. The Bible says this would be the spirit behind them. But Christ said, or in the Old Testament, Job, a servant of Christ, of the angel of the Old Testament, made a statement that when Christ returns, when the Son of God returns in full power and in full glory, he's going to grab the horizons of the world and shake evil out of the world. He's going to shake the wicked out of the world. These people that are doing their evil, these are the wicked that the Bible talks about. Now, I do want to talk about the military-industrial complex because it's in the Bible. And it's in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 4. One of the four horses of the apocalypse. There went out another horse that was red. Power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. There was given unto him a great sword. A sword was always an indication of battle, of war. And whenever war comes, peace flees. There is no peace. There is no stability. There's only chaos, death. The American military-industrial complex that will bring death to the whole world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lufton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
The American people are unaware that there is a shift in power internationally that is taking place from a one-world government to a two-world government. Most of the American people are unaware, and the people of the world in general, the people that are aware that there has been a new shift, there has been a shift. There is a new world order, or a second world order, that is now in conflict with the one world order. Are all of the important people, the leaders of the world in the nations of the world, they are fully aware that there is a shift in power that has taken place since Vladimir Putin became the president of Russia. And since Russia and China have made a decision to work together to end American world hegemony, to end American petrodollar sanctions control, it has already happened. It's not going to happen. It is already. It has happened. The American petrodollar is doomed. And this is why in the previous months, half a year, I have presented repeatedly this matter of a multipolar world group of nations or multipolar world team of nations working together that refuse to continue to be enslaved to American world hegemony. And the only way that they could have ever been free was to see the blueprint and understand the blueprint of Vladimir Putin and how he was bringing it to pass, and to put the put the coagulant in it to make it gel. Russia needed China. And this could not happen before Xi Jinping became president of China forever. But once these two nations made this agreement on February 4th, 2022, which nobody knows about, nobody thinks anything of it, it's just an agreement. It is not an agreement. It is a declaration. It is a declaration that the German government, France government, English government, the Rockefeller, all of the Rockefeller NGOs and power structure and the Rockefeller Rothschild structures, all the militaries of the world, everyone knows about this. Every single leader in NATO, every leader at the UN, in Europe, in Canada, in every nation of the world, they know about this agreement that China and Russia made on the 4th of February 2022, about 20 days before Russia was forced to go into Ukraine. Vladimir Putin sending his forces into Ukraine, it was a statement. It was an announcement to American world hegemony, to the military-industrial complex of America, to the NATO, American NATO militaries, to the European nations. It was a declaration right out in the open. Vladimir Putin was saying, we just fired the shot that is going to end American world hegemony. We fired the shot that's going to that has just now been, is in the air, and that bullet is traveling, and it is going to destroy American petrodollar control. And here, shortly thereafter, China begins diplomatic strategies with the Asian sisters. Putin continues diplomatic maneuvers in the old Soviet bloc nations in the Middle East with China. Immediately, the World Economic Forum, they unfriend Vladimir Putin and Russia from that World Economic Forum digital system. This was major. And this declaration by these two nations working together was something that had been, Henry Kissinger had warned the Pentagon and the leaders of America in these positions of authority within the government. Do not allow Russia and China to work with each other, because if you do, that will end our control structure. Too late. It happened, and no one knows about it. And the American people, especially, don't understand what that means. I mentioned yesterday, I do not believe that the Clintons and all of these people, Jen Psaki, I think these people are getting their wealth out of petrodollars. They are taking their wealth offshore, and they are going to buy currencies, whether it be yuan or ruble, probably not so much, or rupee or renminbi. I think they call that in Brazil. They're getting out of petrodollars because they know the petrodollars is in the 12th round. The petrodollar at the first 10 seconds of the 12th round, the last round, the petrodollar is in the corner being beat to a pulp. The petrodollar cannot stand. And it will collapse, and they're getting their money out of petrodollars. The corporations, the same. This is why the great, great push for the CBDCs. And this is why, earlier in the week, I mentioned this WorldCoin. WorldCoin, a digital, maybe a digital currency, crypto? I don't think so. And this coming week, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is WorldCoin? What is this all about? What is there in the open that is not really being disclosed? There's the curtain, but what's behind the curtain? Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Trying to present this thought as clearly as I can because it is so significant that I'm telling you that the American petrodollar and the dollar as we know it is over. It's not going to be the currency, world currency, any longer. The world currencies right now, I think here in another 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks, we're going to find out what the currency that the multipolar world nations are going to use. Will it be a currency like the yuan? Will it be two currencies? I know the ruble will it be included because it's backed by gold. India, they definitely want to trade with their rupee. And what are the currencies in Africa? What do they want to trade with? These nations are going to trade with their currencies. They're not going to trade with the dollar. They're not going to distance themselves from the dollar. They're going to cut off any activity with the dollar because they know that the dollar is worthless. And they want their currency. They want to be able to keep the power of their currencies. They don't want their currencies to be eaten with They want their power, their currencies to be strong. They want the value. I'm trying to think of a word and I can't think of it, but in the meantime, it'll come to me. And the American people are going to be very upset. And the American people, as they begin to lose purchase power with the dollar, continued purchase power, losing it, they are going to basically become enemies, or the multipolar world nations that have destroyed the dollar are going to be the enemies of the American people. And should the government ever say, you know, when Barry Satoru comes to power, should he say something like, well, see what these nations have done to the American economy? We need to punish them. We need to sanction them, which we won't really be able to do. But we could say, well, let's take the small amount of munitions that we have and let's try to overthrow the governments. We'll punish them in one way or another. Tell you what, why don't we do this? Because we rule the world through weather. Why don't we just stop the rain in the spring and flood the fields? And in the wintertime or in the harvest time, we'll cause drought. We'll just use weather weapons from satellite and destroy these nations. You think that this is absurd? We own the weather. I'm going to tell you, when Christ stopped the waves and the winds that were going to swamp the boat that he was in with the disciples, a satanic strategy. If Satan could have, and Satan did use his powers over the air and the spirits that run the wind, he was using those spirits to cause the waves to scuttle the boat, to swamp the boat. And if Christ and the disciples in the middle of this, it wasn't a lake, it was a big, big lake, could have swamped it, they would all died. It would have ended Christ's ministry. But when this story went out, the Jewish people had a saying, whoever controls the weather is God. They knew that only God controlled the weather. And here they hear these reports of Christ telling the winds to be still and the sea to be calm. Ever since that time, through the last 2,000 years, especially in the last 100 years, since the time of Nikolai Tesla, these people in the occult have been trying to find a way to control the weather, just like Christ did. Christ did it through speaking. They'll do it through technology. And it makes them God. Whoever controls the weather is God, according to the Jewish sayings. Well, this is true today. We control the weather. Radar or NEXRAD and these Doppler control the moisture in the air, the sea in the air, the oceans of water in the air, in the atmosphere.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 3:15 p.m. At 2:49 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 6 miles north of Rockport, or 10 miles south of Cheyenne, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, trained weather spotters reported quarter-size hail in Cheyenne. Impact, expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of northwestern Weld County. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
We're here at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
We're done with today's program, and we had a weather alert there at the end of that last segment. So what I'm going to say one more time is that when Christ caused the winds to cease and the waves to be still, this is something that has been in the heart of man from that time to this time. Whoever can control the weather can control the world. Whoever controls the weather is God. In the coming administration, there are two individuals, I believe, that are going to work jointly and will have this technology to be able to destroy the countries that won't go along with American world hegemony. And those two individuals, I believe, will be Barry Satoru and Bill Gates. And these two, together, working together, will be able to bring hardship to the world like the world has never known. And the reason I feel to just tell you this is because Barry Satoru is coming back to power. He'll come back. You don't have to believe me. Just don't forget. It won't be for a little while. Israel has to go to war first. But when he comes back, he's got to pick somebody to work with him in what the plan is in the Bible for these two individuals. And that individual will be, I believe, Bill Gates. And I just want you to remember that. But America, as the dollar, is destroyed. It's already begun. You cannot save the dollar. You can't resuscitate it. You can't lay hands on it and bring it back from the dead. The American petrodollar is done. China and Russia have the silver bullet, and they have put in a dagger, and they have put it into the heart of the American dollar. And the other nations of the world are fully aware of it. And this is why they are going to use different currencies in that group of nations that we call, or I call, that they're referred to as the multipolar world nations, the BRICS nations plus all of the others. So, they're going to, in this month, we're going to find out, or the next month, we're going to find out what those currencies are going to be. There will also be digital currencies. Putin has already stated he wants a digital ruble, and it'll be used for transactions, many different things, but a digital ruble. The CBDC, central bank digital currencies, they're pushing for it. Now, this is going to end the program for today, and if you want to support me here on The Present Truth, if you'd like to send me whatever, just make it payable to Rick Rodriguez. Don't make it payable to KHNC. Make it, because it confuses things for the ladies in the office. Make it payable to Rick Rodriguez, and you can make it care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, here in Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. So if you'd like to help me out, I did ask in the past for help, and I just forgot all about it. But, and for those that have helped and supported The Present Truth, thank you very much. Thank you. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. That's 9 to noon. I discuss prophetic events, prophetic timetables. Join me then. I talk about the King of all kings and his plan for the world in the time in which we live. So, have a good weekend, and may the Prince of Peace be with you this weekend. May he bless you and keep you. And we'll visit, let's say, on Monday. If you want to join me again on Sunday, join me 9 to noon right here on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts are on the same site. Have a great weekend. Rick Rodriguez.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.